Good morning. A strong southerly wind overnight pulled in moisture off of the Atlantic Ocean, so we have a deck of clouds to contend with early this morning, although temperatures have remained on the mild side and generally are starting off in the 50s throughout interior New York and New England. There are some areas of patchy drizzle out there this morning, and with the wind sliding over to the southwest, we should see some breaks in the clouds and a little bit of sunshine. And with any sun today, we'll push up into the 60s and lower 70s across the region before that front approaches from the west. We will have a scattered shower out ahead of the front, maybe a passing thunderstorm, but generally speaking, it should be dry today with the front far enough off into the Great Lakes. As the front makes a run at us from the Great Lakes, we'll see that southwest wind increase over 20 miles per hour today. And eventually, as that front comes on through during the evening hours, we'll have a round of showers, some of them heavy, and maybe even a few thunderstorms with bursts of rain and flashes of lightning. Overnight tonight, the heavier rain will wind down, but still some scattered showers left over during the overnight period. As the front passes off to the east, the wind will flip around to the northwest and temperatures will begin to drop. Readings will slide all the way back into the 40s across most locations, even some 30s across the higher terrain as we get into the early morning hours tomorrow. We'll start out with some clouds tomorrow morning, maybe a shower in New England, but generally dry. The wind will pick up and become gusty at times over 30 miles per hour tomorrow afternoon. We'll have sunshine breaking through from time to time, otherwise partly cloudy skies, and temperatures holding in the lower 50s for afternoon highs on Saturday. High pressure building in will allow the wind to relax on Sunday, and with abundant sunshine, it'll stay in the 50s, but a little less of a cool feel for the second half of the weekend. Back to a mix of sun and clouds in the upper 50s on Monday. Computer models are forecasting a disturbance along the eastern seaboard for next week. Right now, it's unclear how close this disturbance will come. Right now, we'll go for a chance of a shower Tuesday through Thursday with high temperatures close to 60 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of the Carolinas into central and eastern Virginia. A strong southerly low-level jet stream will develop through the warm sector today and result in a northward advection of richer moisture across the Carolinas and Virginia. Daytime heating and a moistening environment will contribute to destabilization. Storms developing along a cold front will have the potential to organize with bowing segments and mesovortices. The primary threat should be damaging wind, but isolated tornadoes are also possible, especially if any storms can develop just ahead of the line. On the colder side of the storm, winter storm warnings are still out for the upper Midwest, where another 6 to 12 inches of snow is possible, and flood warnings are still in effect for a large part of the Midwest, including the Chicago area, where 3 to as much as 7 inches of rain with numerous showers and thunderstorms fell over the last couple of days. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or a waterspout from an airport was at West Palm Beach, Florida, at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Tuesday. The last report of hail was at Ashikawa, Japan at 12:28 a.m. Eastern Time this morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16 of a mile visibility in fog, 39 degrees with a west wind at 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 27 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 57 degrees, the dew point 53, 87% relative humidity, a south wind at 16 gusting to 23 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.89 inches, and currently it is falling. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 99 degrees at Brownsville, Texas, to a low of 10 below zero at Yellowstone Lake, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with drizzle near 70, Boston, partly sunny and breezy near 70, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and windy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, temperatures starting on the mild side but then falling through the 50s and into the 40s by late afternoon. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 60 degrees, the average low 39. The record high, 92, set in 1976, and the record low, 18, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:42 p.m., 13 hours and 35 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and windy with a passing shower and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the upper 60s to near 70. Cloudy and windy with showers and storms this evening, then a few rain showers overnight tonight with lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and windy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Cloudy and windy with showers and storms this evening, then a few showers overnight tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy, with showers and possibly a thunderstorm later today and highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Cloudy and windy with showers and storms this evening, then a few showers overnight tonight with lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and windy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Cloudy and windy with showers and storms this evening, then a few showers overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, mostly cloudy and windy with a passing shower possible today and highs in the upper 60s to lower 70s. Cloudy and windy with showers and storms this evening, then a few showers overnight tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some sunshine coming back, windy and much cooler though, lower 50s. Sunny but cool Sunday in the mid-50s, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 50s on Monday. And partly sunny Tuesday through Thursday with a chance of showers all 3 days and highs right around 60. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.